Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 94 in the book of Revelation. This is chapter 22 and verse 17. Today is come Lord Jesus equals be ready. So yesterday we had a prayer. We finished with a prayer for the star, the morning star. You get the church and you get the person of the Lord and you get his people. And today we find the church responding back to Jesus. He's promised, says, I'm coming. And the church is going to say, come, come, Lord Jesus. So the subtext of this, however, is, am I ready? So I wonder if I can say that, and is the bride, can we as the bride say, we are ready? Now here we are in the last few sentences of the whole Bible, and he's told us what is going to happen at the end of history. There's going to be a rapture, there's going to be a second coming of Christ, and then a seven-year tribulation, there's going to be a thousand-year reign, and there's going to be judgment, and there's going to be, ultimately, there's going to be heaven on earth. So the Lord is taking a step back here and saying, hey, it's coming soon, and I am coming soon. How are we going to respond? Well, today, the Spirit is going to say come, the bride, which is his church, is going to say come, and regular people are going to say come. And to say that they are coming is also a call to be ready and a statement that I am ready. So in Revelation chapter 22, verse 7, Jesus says, behold, I'm coming soon. And then in verse 12, I am coming soon. And then here's our official verse for today is Revelation 22, verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. Okay, so first of all, the Spirit says come. That Spirit is the Godhead, the triune God. It's the Spirit, then it's the Trinity, the Lord saying, we want this to happen. John 15, 26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And this Spirit is inviting Jesus to come in response to Jesus saying, hey, I'm coming soon. So the Spirit is pointing, as always, to Jesus. And the reason being is the time of rejecting and distancing ourselves and grieving the Spirit by rejection of God and God's ways is going to be over. The Spirit is saying, let's do this. Come, Jesus, and bring this era of rejection to a close. And when this happened, when this is all over, nobody else is going to reject Jesus or the Father again. He points to Jesus as the beautiful answer to our problems of sin and death. So that's the Spirit. Secondly, the church says, come, aka the bride of Christ. Remember, the bride is the church, and the bride is making herself ready. So the church awaits and anticipates and kind of facilitates the second coming of Christ by saying, thy kingdom come. In the Our Father prayer, Lord's Prayer, you have been praying this prayer all along. And the call from the Lord is love his appearing. Be one that's ready for this. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but to also all who have, get this, loved his appearing. So let's be people who love his appearing. There are those that may say, wait a minute, Lord, don't come now. I've got some personal business that I've got to take care of. Maybe I've got to do some obeying and changing and yielding. And if you would come back now, I'd shrink from you. 1 John 2:28, and now little children abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. So let's not be that guy. So are you ready to go be with the Lord and live with him forever? Or are you a person that says, wait, I got to take care of this? And Jesus says, no, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. So we are a part, for those of us that are believers, are a part of the church. And can you say, come to a Jesus who's coming back one time forever? Are you ready? And then the second question is, are your people ready? Is your church ready? Are you guys mature? Are you eating solid food? Are there responsibilities and activities that he has asked me to complete faithfully? So can you say, I did everything that he asked me in the church? And then finally, there's this third group, which is the thirsty. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. So the one who's thirsty, who's that? It's the person that has needs. It's the person that's desperate. It's the person that needs the Lord. Does everybody have a need for the water of life that's priceless? Absolutely. And do we have no money to be worthy of it? Absolutely. So what do we have that we can exchange for what Christ has done? Nothing. Empty pockets. Even if you had physical treasure, this is a place where the streets are paved with gold. He has no need of that kind of value, but he wants and values our faith and our worship. So in conclusion then, can we say, come, come Lord Jesus, be glorified, smite your enemies, put this all to an end. I honor you and worship you in the meantime. Your church is ready. The part of the church that I'm responsible for is ready. Or maybe convict me, Lord, I need to put my hand to the task and be ready and not look back. Can I say as a part of the bride, I'm ready on my acre and my church is ready? So if you're weary of your battle against sin, let's say come. Are you tired of waiting for his return? Come. Are you ready to see Jesus finish his work and be glorified? Come, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for a new imperishable body? Come. Are you ready to be with him forever? Come. And let me end on this. Are you thirsty? That is, maybe you're one who's hearing this for the first time. Thanks for listening. Step one is be thirsty. You know, let the Lord call you. Step two is to be poor. Come with empty pockets. This is something you cannot buy. And then step three is to come to him. And step four is after you come to him, join us and the Spirit, us in the church, the bride, saying and calling out and exclaiming to the Lord, come, come, Lord Jesus, we're ready. Thanks for listening.